The Skagway Assembly last week devoted 3.5 hours to the topic of trapping, with about half of that time taken up with comments from the public. It was just the latest in a discussion that has lasted more than a year. In the time the Skagway Assembly has spent trying to draft and agree on a local law that would regulate trapping, there's been very little common ground. The only thing people do agree on is that the issue has divided the community. Here's Assemblymember Tim Cochran.
We have a lot of pressing things that we're going to have to deal with in the next couple months, and this is an emotional, passionate issue that divides the town.
The Assembly worked on an ordinance outlining local regulations for trapping within Skagway last year. It took about 6 months for an ordinance to pass, with restrictions on how far traps have to be from roads and trails, identification on traps, specific areas in the borough open to trapping, and other details. Then there was confusion about whether some of the regulations were legal under state law. Newly elected Assemblymember Angela Greaser tried to clarify some of the confusion by proposing changes. But instead of discussing those specific changes, the packed Assembly chambers last Thursday continued debating whether Skagway should be trying to regulate trapping in any way at all. Here's a snippet of the comments from the audience.
I haven't heard anybody say they want to get rid of trapping in our borough. But what I have heard very, very strongly and clearly is that many people, especially people who live outside the town site grid area down here, need to feel safe and secure.
I believe this is a red herring. I want to see the facts. I mean, if you're going to push something that's going to encroach on people's rights, this side wants facts. We want to see where this is leading to, because there's worse activities out there, more dangerous to self and others.
You can say, oh, well, you can't legislate common sense, but I think you can be proactive and set up some protections for people.
There hasn't been an incident, so why are we making it a problem?
Also in the audience this time was Alaska Trappers Association President Randy Zarnke of Fairbanks. His organization sent a letter to Skagway leaders a few months ago that said local governments should not regulate trapping because that is done by the state.
I'm sure that you folks have all received a copy of the letter that our attorney sent in regards to the conflict between the borough writing an ordinance that regulates trapping when in reality that should be done by the state through the Board of Game process.
Juneau-based fishing game wildlife biologist Stephanie Sell was also at Thursday's meeting. She emphasized the state's role in managing trapping. She said communities can regulate some things, like where within the borough trapping is allowed, but the reasons have to be clear.
If there's a public safety concern, and there is some concern that, you know, pets or kids or whatever will get caught in traps, then fair enough. You know, the borough has the authority to say, hey, we're concerned about public safety, but I think it's really important that those facts need to be justified. The court's going to need some sort of evidence of a real problem to justify why you guys are saying public safety or not.
Sell said more specific regulations, like what kind of traps can be used in certain areas, is not okay. That didn't make it easier for the Assembly to decide how to proceed. Mayor Mark Schaefer suggested the Assembly could toss out the whole ordinance and let residents use the Board of Game process if they want more specific laws than are in state regulations. Or Schaefer said the Assembly could let the borough attorney make suggestions on how to change the ordinance so that the city doesn't run afoul of state law. Some Assembly members were hesitant to draw the process out any longer. Here's Spencer Morgan.
I think the longer we go in committee and all that, we dealt with it in 5 months. In that 5 months, I watched this community get very divided. It was stated here, there's not going to be warm fuzzies anymore. And so I think the longer it goes on, the more and more divided this community does become. And I don't know how productive that is.
Schaefer says he suspects local regulations to do with trapping will eventually come up as a voter initiative on a ballot. One statistic the biologist Sell shared at the meeting seems surprising, considering how many people showed up at the meeting in support of trappers. She said Skagway only has a handful of trappers, 4 or less in the last 10 years, that have sealed furs and reported catches to fish and game.
In the grand scheme of things, you know, Skagway is a very, very small trapping community.
Finally, after 3.5 hours into the meeting, the Assembly voted down the changes proposed by Greaser with the intent that she will revamp the ordinance in the Civic Affairs Committee she chairs on Monday night. Then it will again come back before the Assembly to hear public comment on and vote.